producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we teed up with our pals from Talk Radio News, none better than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Nay. Bob, I meant to ask you this in all the times we've gone back and forth. Do you know the governor of Ohio, John Kasich? He seems like a pretty decent guy, I got to say.
I worked on his campaign when I returned actually from Iran, and I volunteered on that campaign, and then he served in the state senate, and I was in the senate, and then he left. We shared a county, Kate, Licking County. When he was in Congress, he had the western part. I had the eastern part. Yeah, I know him real well.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
We had a county together from 2004 to when he left. Yes.
So what do you think made him decide he wanted to throw his name in the ring for president for the Republican side of things?
He tried the first time, and he was running against John McCain years back, and then Bush got into it, and they all got out, you know, when George Bush got into it. So he was way back then. I was on his campaign. I think he saw that people were saying, which I can't find a soul that's going to vote for Jeb Bush that I know. I think he's heard so much of that. And then he's a moderate in the sense in the Republican Party, and he gets criticism. You know, he was one of the first states to buy into Obamacare with the Medicaid program, and he did it without the legislature's permission.
Right.
So, but I think he feels, you know, he can provide something and felt that Jeb Bush just wasn't going to go anywhere, and then along comes Donald Trump and took the vacuum, you know, took the air out of everything, made a vacuum, and I think Kasich's going to try to hang in there for the long haul.
Wow. All right, so we'll see as the Republican Party turns, because you know, there's stopping Donald Trump, and nobody seems to be slipping out. And I guess, you know, we're at the tail end of the year, so that kind of makes sense, right? So we probably don't see any of this action until we get into maybe New Hampshire or Iowa.
I think Trump drives Jeb Bush into the political ocean. And, I mean, pretty soon they're going to have to put Jeb at the kiddie table. They're going to have to revise the stuff so he's not at the Lindsey Graham kiddie table. I think that it'll be wide open, and then Kasich, if he can hang in there, he and Rubio, you know, and Trump, et cetera, will be all players against each other.
Wow. All right, so what do you make? A couple of things. You know, this shooting in Oregon, I actually got, I woke up today and I got 5 emails about, is this a hoax or not? Because you know that there's a whole conspiracy theory about this hoax situation. I know.
I'm tired of that thing. You know, they say, well, the kids weren't shot in Connecticut. And I grow so leery of that. Yeah, I mean, conspiracy theories about the government listening to us, sure. I mean, I knew that, and I readily admit that. But,
right.
But these things, these aren't hoax.
I agree. I don't like that either. And along those same lines, Hillary Clinton yesterday talks about what she would do with executive actions, that kind of thing, if she were president, when it comes to guns and the loopholes. And the White House kind of volleys back and says that the president is working on some things and whatnot. Do you think we see any kind of an executive action out of the White House?
Oh, I just don't think so. I mean, the president's done executive action. I mean, Hillary took this to a new level.
Yes.
And I would argue that on the Democratic side, if it becomes a close race between she and Bernie Sanders, or she, Biden and Bernie, moderate Democrats will not go with her over that statement. Now, if she believes that, that's fine. But that's embarking on the fact of, I'm going to do what I want to do without a law. I don't know if President Obama will go that direction, because it's such a volatile issue, you almost need the Congress to weigh in on this one, which is going to be tough.
And kind of to my mind, you know, when you start to throw out desperate things to seem, I don't know, somebody said maybe it'll seem more presidential, or you'll tap into people who are furious over guns and what's happening with guns, and then you'll alienate others, but it doesn't matter, we need to grab certain voters.
Right.
I think that it felt like that kind of strategy to me.
Well, you know, I'm watching this all unfold. There's Carly Fiorina, who basically suggests the other day, if she was president, she Russian jets. And then you have Ben Carson, and they said, what would you do about the funding? He goes, I don't know. And then you've got Hillary Clinton coming on with, well, it's the gun manufacturers, and I'll take executive action. I'm not sure anybody buys, oh, put me in the White House, I'll undo Iran, I'll undo Cuba. I'll, you know, I'm not sure anybody buys any of that from anybody anymore.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know either. All right, so let's switch to your favorite. John Boehner's leaving. Are you invited to his goodbye party?
Speaking of Ohioans, former congressman from Ohio, he needs to leave now. He won't stop. He's seriously, Kate is manipulating the entire system out there. He said, okay, we've got three positions open, speaker, majority leader, and whip. We're going to fill speaker on a secret ballot Thursday, vote on it October 29th, but we're not going to vote on the other two right now because they just don't have the candidate John Boehner wants. And I'm looking at that. You know, and then he's trying to enhance Kevin McCarthy because if McCarthy becomes Speaker, McCarthy will have so much power he can maybe weigh in on the other two candidates instead of them all being voted on Thursday.
Right.
Although I've got to tell you, McCarthy, I mean, if I were the Democratic side, I'd be filing ethics charges on him tomorrow morning. I know.
What happened? Did he just not realize what he was saying or what?
Oh. He got pressured. And it was by Hannity. So he gets pressured, and instead of just saying, look, you know, we've done our job. We're looking into Benghazi. People were killed there. Anything else that happens with Hillary, you know, she's inept. She's blah, blah, blah. Instead, he got pressure, and he buckled, and he said, well, hey, you know, I'm doing the cause. You know, we drove her numbers down with the Benghazi committee.
$4
million of taxpayers' money. I mean, this is a faux pas you simply don't do. We all do these things, but you don't admit them. I mean,
yeah. Does
that
he
was a
get
faux pas.
Yeah, speaking of faux pas, so does he get around that, or is Chaffetz get in, or somebody else? Doesn't that tank him?
They're using that as how inept he is, and I think if Chaffetz had a little bit more time, he or somebody could damage McCarthy. If McCarthy, by the way, if you want to find McCarthy, put him on the back of a milk carton. Have you heard a thing from him?
No.
He's in hiding.
Yeah.
He's not opening his mouth before Thursday.
Yeah, exactly. And then we have this whole buildup. I saw a thing the other day about, oh, Hillary Clinton, she's got a better lawyer up. And, of course, the Benghazi deal is coming up on the 22nd. And we've talked about this a long time ago. How big of a deal is this for Hillary Clinton? If you're prepping her for this, how should she come out?
Oh, after McCarthy, et cetera, if I were Hillary Clinton, I would say I have, you know, said this many times, and the Democratic side, by the way, is leaking, properly so, I think, even though it's improper to do it, her staffer's comments that Hillary Clinton did not say stand down. I'd walk in and say, listen, I didn't say stand down. This is what I did or didn't do. I know what you're doing. The American public knows what you're doing. You're using this committee on the email thing to drive me out of office with taxpayers' money. Shame on you. Bye. I'm leaving.
Oh, I mean, yeah, because piggyback off of what he said.
Yeah, this is not a real committee. You know, this is a joke. And, you know, go ahead, ask me your questions. What do you want? You bunch of big bullies. I mean, I'd do something.
I would tell
her to not take anything on this.
Right, because he gave her a lifeline by saying what he said.
Oh, he did. He gave her a gift. I mean, if she doesn't come out good out of this, I think she's, you know, finished, because he did give her a gift.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Bob Ney, always fun. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Boy, you know how I feel about this when we talk about what is going on in the quicksand of the Middle East. Very pleased to welcome to the show Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, U.S. Army retired, of course, author of Never Submit, Will the Extermination of Christians Get Worse Before It Gets Better? By the way, he's a senior fellow for national security at the Family Research Council. Lieutenant Colonel, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate.
So let's talk about your book. That's scary, that title. We'll, talk about the extermination of Christians. We all saw that horrible march and the beheading, and it's unbelievable what's going on. We could start with ISIS. They just seem to be like the mosquitoes, sadly, deadly, blood-sucking kind of mosquitoes that just won't go away. What's your take on ISIS, and if you were in charge, what would you do?
Well, certainly the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria is the main cause of a lot of the killing, beheading, you know, enslavement for sex and other terrible things that are happening to Christians and other non-Muslims in that part of the world. But, you know, kind of put that together with the Islamic State or the Islamic Republic of Iran and the terrible things they do, and put that together with all the Islamic governments in that region that are highly discriminatory, and then throw in the civil wars that are really captivating everything from Libya to Syria to Yemen and other insurgencies around the region, which produce a lot of privation. So when you consider that, this is a pretty desperate situation. The number of Christians has radically declined over, you know, between 1910 and about 2010. We had a reduction from 15% to about 3%, and today those numbers are dwindling. In Iraq alone, about the time we invaded back in 2003, there were 1.5 million Christians in that country. Today, they're less than 200,000, and those numbers are dwindling rapidly. So there's no question, whether you ask Pope Francis or you ask Representative Wolf, who is one of the leaders in against genocide in this country. If you ask just about anybody that's knowledgeable, they'll say yes, there is a genuine genocide going on, and unfortunately, this administration is doing very little, if anything, about it.
Yeah, so what is it that, from a military standpoint, because, you know, that's tricky, what would you do? I mean, we have the airstrikes, and of course, the whole idea is to help in other ways that we possibly can. Would you, even though it would be mega controversial, would you just throw boots on the ground and go for pure extermination?
Well, someone's going to have to destroy ISIS because of what they believe. They believe clearly in the 7th century prophets teaching.
Yep.
In their words, in their behavior, in their dress, they're not going to compromise, and neither should we. We cannot tolerate this sort of behavior in that part of the world, much less in our own country, and we do have a serious and growing problem with ISIS in the United States. So we don't stop it there. We're going to have to stop it here. Now, I'm not, you know, a big fan of boots on the ground. Unfortunately, what has happened over the last number of years is our president has seen all sorts of red lines and dismissed them. He's embraced a strategy that's obviously failed in terms of, you know, recruiting Syrian rebels or getting the Iraqi security forces to do what they need to do. And it's pinprick like air campaign has been, you know, ineffective. That's what invited the Russians into the mix today. And the Russians are doing, quite frankly, you know, what their client wants them to do, and that is to stabilize what's left of Syria for Assad's future. Now, given that, our choices are minimal at this point in terms of what really needs to happen. There needs to be a large force on the ground, much like the Russians are trying to begin to build now, to destroy ISIS. The Russians aren't going to do that, unfortunately, but they will, you know, serve their own geopolitical interests. It would seem to me that we need to bolster the Kurds. We need to provide enclaves for Christians that are protected, where right now even the UN isn't protecting Christians. And we need to be serious about persecution of people based solely upon what they believe. I go through a series of chapters outlining what the federal government ought to do, what the international community ought to do, and then, of course, what at the grassroots level we have to do in America, because this is coming our way. It's just like it's going through a tsunami of refugees infiltrated by ISIS commandos into Western Europe. They're coming here, too, and we have to be aware of that, and we have to be prepared to react.
Yeah, absolutely. We're speaking with Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, U.S. Army retired, of course, the author of Never Submit, Will the Extermination of Christians Get Worse Before It Gets Better? Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. One thing you mentioned, too, is, and I think this is frightening, the so-called lone wolf terrorists, but the people that are being recruited by ISIS, ISIL, and they're young people, and they're getting on planes and just tossing whatever they have in the United States to go and fight their so-called version of their war. And some of them coming back into the United States, there has to be a way to cut off that spigot, doesn't there, and trace these people?
Well, there is. You know, the director of the FBI says we have investigations going on in every state in the United States. They admit publicly that at least 250 of these animals have joined ISIS, many of which have come back to this country. They say they're tracking them. Well, that's comforting, I suppose, until they start telling us. And then, of course, the social media issue, they've radicalized, and we've seen this historically over the last 15, 20 years, an element of our society. And so if we don't get serious at the grassroots level, this, you know, cancer, and it's a true cancer, will metastasize, and it's going to infiltrate a lot of young people, which will then carry out their carnage within our own ranks. And that's something we shouldn't tolerate. That's what the president, unfortunately, I think, has failed dismally to counter in spite of his good words.
Yeah. What'd you think, Lieutenant Colonel, of what happened the other day, that airstrike that hit the Doctors Without Borders hospital, and I guess the reaction to it?
Well, you're talking about the one in Kunduz, Afghanistan, which evidently was called in by Afghans. Now, keep in mind, the Afghans have a different way of looking at that war than we Americans. You know, I mean, General Campbell, John Campbell, has already, you know, expressed deep condolences for what has happened. It was an AC-130, a U.S. AC-130, but apparently the people that called it and made the tough decision were Afghans who said that there were unfriendly people that were near this facility, and they called fire on it. Bad decision, tragic decision, but in the fluidity of combat, that sort of thing happened. You know, interestingly, the Russians bombed a Doctors Without Border facility not far from where they are in western Syria just yesterday. So, you know, it's war is not pretty. And unfortunately, we are finding that these unpretty situations are propagating across the globe.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Thanks so much for coming on, and I'm assuming people can get your book on Amazon.
It's on Amazon or Barnes & Noble and a variety of other places.
Great. You have a great day. Thank you for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me.
I love what Robert McGinnis said there. He's right. I mean, what could Campbell do? You know, we let you hear a little bit of Campbell last night throughout the show about the airstrikes and, of course, what initially was reported, and you heard what he said there, that it was that AC-130. And so what do? They apologize. And also the Russians had had a similar thing happen, but there wasn't any reporting of that, of course. But it's never good, and he's absolutely right. And this is the problem. I mean, there has to be a way to reverse, and what the answer is, this unbelievable threat. It has to be a top priority for Middle East governments. Where are they in this? Aren't they worried about their populations? What about the moderate Muslim world? We say this all the time. Is it too tricky? I mean, what is it that the moderate Muslims should be doing, which I think is rising up and responding and saying, hey, this is, you know, everybody wants to paint this broad picture of us. This is not who we are, and we agree, and we will do what we can to not have this happen, you know. And that's what I think we need to see more of, perhaps, and this is all part of that, not perhaps, for sure. This is part of how do we reverse this fanatical, militarized Islamic region that could have nuclear weapons in the future. Who knows? And what a threat that would be to the world, because certainly they wouldn't hesitate, I would believe, given the right circumstances, to do what they have to do to eliminate people that they don't believe belong on the planet Earth because of their beliefs. And it is frightening and can't be ignored. And we know that as we've watched with every step what's been happening here in the last decade. And ISIS, as I've said before, and we know, is not something new, certainly. It's just now that that's what everybody's talking about. All right, stay with us. More coming your way next on America Tonight.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemed.com. That's brightsidemed.com. Order today.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Thanks for hanging with us here across America and beyond our borders. So as we do our little checkup and dip in here and there, kind of odds and ends, there is no doubt there is some crazy news coming out of the, frankly, the Northwest. And the killer's mom came out and slammed what she calls lame gun rules. This is the killer's mom. You know, here we go again with a term that occasionally has been batted around in other shooters when we talk about what was it that drove them. And I've said this before, Asperger's. Remember Sandy Hook? That was one of the things they talked about with Adam Lanz. So apparently the online ramblings of this guy had even his mother concerned, not concerned that this was going to happen. So now what his mother is saying is, you know, her son killed 9 people at the community college in Oregon. She talked about guns and just this, the autism spectrum, painting a picture of what the family dealt with and how they lived, their beliefs and all those challenges. So Laurel Harper is the mother of Chris Harper Mercer, and she said that her son had a developmental disorder and that the family had a familiarity, of course, with firearms and gun laws. So this, all of this online writing came in several posts to websites about different things. You know, she would talk about health topics, but now one of the things that is coming up is her son, is what happened to, you know, her son, and in she talks about this son who has a disorder on the autism spectrum, like I said, and how they have very strong pro-gun views. And some of that was dug up in response to a question posted on Yahoo Answers 3 years ago. The account linked to Harper complains about lame states that consider a loaded magazine inside the home the same as having a loaded gun. And in the post, she says, I keep all my mags full. I keep two full mags in my Glock case. And the ARs and the AKs all have loaded mags. No one will be dropping by my house uninvited without acknowledgement. So the this shed some light on perhaps his views or what he was struggling with and all that other kind of stuff. In another post, there was a hypothetical question of how gunmen might be charged and sentenced, and she agrees with gun laws that would apply, saying that my son, who has much knowledge, is in this field. That post was from 6 years ago. So, I mean, here you go. The question still becomes, what was the driving factor? What was the driving factor? And the shooter's parents were divorced. They had joint custody. The son lived with his mother. And then they moved to Oregon 2 years ago. Now, the shooter's father said, that's what guns are, the killers. So this is interesting in a sense of peeling back the layers on health issues. And his Laurel Harper was a licensed practicing nurse in Oregon. So I think there's going to be a lot more debated about guns, gun access, his mental condition, his family history, all that kind of thing. The father's saying the opposite. He's in California. He said he didn't know his son had a single gun, let alone 13. He said, how on earth could he compile 13 guns? How could that happen? His father, later when he was questioned again and again and again, kind of walked back his statement about gun control because he went crazy about that. But he said he was unaware that he had the guns, that he had the weapons that he had. And then eventually he said he wanted to let police follow through, and he leaves open the possibility that his son's state of mind could have played a role. And just said, obviously, someone who goes and kills 9 people has to have some kind of issue, whatever it is, let the police determine what they find. So there's the rub. I mean, let's see what they ultimately find. But doesn't do much for the victims' families. Can you just imagine what they're going through? And, of course, the answer is you can't unless you've been in that same exact situation. And hopefully many of you listening to me have never been in that situation. Never. All right, this is Odds and Ends because I want to squeeze in a few other things. Remember, you can always trip the switch, meaning jump on the horn, 855-266-5283, or give me a buzz at americatonight.net. A buzz in the sense, buzz me an email. So South Carolina, 14 people killed in the Carolinas is what they're saying, and now it's about the flood victims. The scenes of carrying people out of waist-high water and over the headwater, and, I mean, just really some crazy, sad pictures. So the real work starts to happen because these neighborhoods are ruined. So what's going to happen with these people? You know, you have somebody who's in a boat cruising around the neighborhood seeing to make sure that nobody's there and they can't help anybody. So now with this deadly flooding and people want to reach out, how can they help them now at this point? The Salvation Army does what they do, food, water, shelter. Of course, you can always donate to the Salvation Army, the American Red Cross. They're looking for volunteers in Palmetto, South Carolina. Somebody I know actually went to go do that. They are doing whatever they can to get food, child care units, the kind of things you have to do to help. And then the SPCA shelter had a bunch of flooding in kennels. So now they're looking to restore their location. And they actually put up an SPCA emergency flooding fund in the crowdfunder that's popular, GoFundMe. Because people forget, then you get down to the nitty-gritty of what else do you have to worry about? And pets? Dogs? Cats? Whatever. So they've had a, because they've had this wall of water, they need to be able to rebuild. And I tell you, that's what happens. It's like night and day. You look just 5 days ago, a different look in South Carolina. You look now, and houses look like they were just thrown in piles of giant water. So, of course, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley activates the National Guard to help with the flooding rescues. The impact has been huge on these people's lives. Because what do you do? You look out of your backyard and suddenly it looks like a water park, and it's no joke. It's not, oh, yeah, here we are. Look, this water is going to recede. No, you're dealing with where are we going to stay? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? All right, here's kind of a funny gig of a story. I'll gig you. Apparently, Hillary Clinton decided to send the Republican candidates copies of her book. Yes, it's true. Nearly every Republican candidate got a copy of Hard Choices earlier in the month, as well as a personalized letter, which is wild. Clinton joked about the gag, telling an audience she sent them so the Republican candidates who knock her accomplishments could read about what she did. She says there's so many of them they could start a book club. Wow, she found a sense of humor somewhere, at least for this joke. She said she and her aides came up with the idea September 18th after the Republican debate while she was campaigning through New Hampshire and Maine. So they said, why not? Let's send them a copy of the book. What do you think they do with those books when they get them? Some staffer puts them away somewhere. I mean, you just got to think, what are they going to do? Chuckle is what they're going to do. Because what else can you do? But I say bravo. It was kind of a funny move to do that. I don't think anyone's going to turn one page, however. Maybe they read the personalized note. All right, by the way, polls, 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 and more polls. Donald Trump tops his closest challenger, Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, by 5 points, 21% to 16%. Ben Carson would get 12%, Jeb Bush 10%, and Carly Fiorina would take 6% of the vote. This is according to this new poll that also says, a Texas poll, that Hillary Clinton would lose the state in the general election. Professor Darren Shaw, who oversees the Lyceum poll, said, this is what we do. Mrs. Clinton actually polls better in Texas right now than you might have expected. The survey shows Clinton leading by double digits in the Democratic primary. I don't know if that's a shock or not. Texas Lyceum, by the way, to throw this in as a little qualifying nugget, is a nonprofit group focused on identifying the next generation of Texas leaders, nonpartisan. Fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo on the flip side.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Two, three,
knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. When the big black cop said, look this way, he said, hey, that day, will you marry me? Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. But I said, no, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one for me.
We're back at it again as we cruise through this final segment for this hour of America Tonight. Kate D, hanging with all of you, as I mentioned right at the top. We were hanging then, we're hanging now. One of my favorite segments that we do is called Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo. Tee it up, Patrick.
Bingo!
Bingo! Patrick E. in the house. Patrick Eggdorf is with us because our man, Nathan Reeder, is out gigging somewhere, right?
That's right. He's doing a show somewhere in Minneapolis.
He's like Waldo, though. You'll never find him because there's lots of live music and lots of things happening in Minneapolis. So there you go. But we love it. Okay, so this is how it works. I tee you up and then I ask you, fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo? You tell me what you think when I tell you about the story. How about this woman who used Waze that led her to a wrong Brazilian address where she was killed? It's an app that, you know, there's lots of directions with directional maps, I'll call them, where they tell you what direction to go, like GPSs, etc. The couple followed their GPS app, thinking it would lead them to a touristy avenue and in a large city across the bay from Rio de Janeiro. Instead, it led them down another street of the same name in one of the city's most notorious slum and drug areas. The woman was shot and killed. Regina Mumar, a travel agent who had been using the app while traveling with her 69-year-old husband, was killed this past Saturday night. Ooh, Saturday night. You got to think about it. Some of these people in these slums, you know, with the Olympics coming, etc., there could be really dangerous, nefarious people there. Someone opened fire with 20 bullets hitting their car. So is it fruits and nuts shredded or bingo?
What is the shredded? What's shredded option?
Shredded can mean it's just ridiculous. And fruits and nuts, crazy.
I'd say fruits and nuts.
Yeah, I think that's it's pretty crazy. Nuts. It is pretty crazy. It's pretty sad. So the company develops this app in Israel, and it's owned by Google. So the citizens who live in those areas use them to get home. So somehow this GPS shuffle just was wrong. I mean, the app sent them in the wrong direction, and she was killed. So that's terrible. I mean, it's outrageous, I think. Unfortunate is doesn't even cover it. I saw a statement from the, it's unfortunate. Unfortunate, it's worse. And then like 50 million people use this app. That's why sometimes you got to trust your instincts. And if it looked really bad to them, and I'm sure they just figured they were going to get to where they were going, you just have to veer away from whatever the GPS system is because it happens. But I know you want to trust it. That's the thing. You want to trust it, but now it's probably better to double check for sure. Okay, let's move on to another one. And how about this? Roughly 6,000 inmates are going to be released. So when I say that, you know, what are you thinking? What kind of inmates are we talking about? The Department of Justice is saying that, you know, this is what they have to do to reduce overcrowding and provide relief to the inmates given the sentences in drug cases. So they granted these 6,000 inmates later this month will be released. The mass release is the largest in the Bureau of Prisons history and the first wave of what could really honestly be tens of thousands of early releases. So the mass release was triggered by the U.S. Sentencing Commission, which lowered maximum sentences for drug offenders last year and made the change retroactive. So is it fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo?
I'm going to say fruits and nuts for that one as well. That's pretty crazy, letting out 6,000 inmates.
I agree. They keep saying that it's, low-level nonviolent offenders. They didn't let them out before. Now, all of a sudden, we're overcrowded. We got to figure out, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, which one is the worst, and they got to go. Or which one is the least worst, and they got to go. And they have to make up their mind on that. So one-third of the 6,000 will be released between October 30th and November 2nd. And they will be turned over to U.S. Immigration Custom Enforcement officials for deportation. That's what the Justice Department is saying. So, you know, they say they've got prisoners who served an average of 9 years and were due to be released in about 18 months. Many were already in a halfway house. So there you go. There's part of that story there that makes a big difference. So pretty interesting. All right, that's it for Fruits and Nuts, Shredded and Bingo. Thank you very much, Patrick E.
Oh, absolutely. It was fun.
Let's go to Jack Alexander, our friend in Australia. Hello, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was going to call up and hang it on you about the Eagles being 1-3 when Denver's 4-0. I do have a suggestion for what the GOP candidates can do with Hillary's book. They can do what I did with Barack Obama's book. It made mighty fine toilet paper. But look, I want to get on to the gun issue. Now, Barack Obama, after the Oregon shooting, was stupid enough to use Australia as an example of where gun control is working. And almost instantaneously, out front of the police headquarters and one of the largest police stations in the country, there was a shooting right out front of the police station. Where a young 15-year-old young 15-year-old Muslim boy decided he was going to shoot and kill a civilian who happened to work in the IT department for New South Wales Police in their counterterrorism cybercrimes division.
Wow.
And, you know, so guns are almost outlawed in Australia, yet here is this 15-year-old refugee. Let me repeat that word again. Refugee from the Middle East, from a so-called moderate Islamic area of Sydney, and he has done the unthinkable. The fallout from the Lindt cafe shooting, people were saying, well, some of the liberal media in Australia have tried to say that the illegal shotgun that the terrorist used was something that wasn't handed in during the amnesty and had been sitting around on the black market. Well, that has since been debunked. The shotgun that was used was only manufactured 3 years ago. The serial numbers on firearms means you can trace them back to when they were manufactured. So within 3 years of that manufacturing, it somehow left the United States, made it illegally into Australia, and then sold on the black market.
Wow.
How was any gun control law going to change that? Now, the other issue I want to get onto is this thing when it comes to people with mental illness. What happens to the idea of innocent until proven guilty?
Yes.
There are many hundreds of thousands of people in the United States who do have a mental illness, who have their condition under control. People who have been responsible enough to go out and get treatment. Why should they be denied their Second Amendment right and that right to protection just because they've been deemed mentally ill and they have not committed a crime?
Yeah, and that's the, you know what, Jack, you and I have talked about this in the past. Great to hear from you, mate. I'll tell you what, we miss you. Thanks, Jack. He makes some valid points, and that therein lies the rub. That's the problem, absolutely, with the whole scenario when we talk about mental illness. Stay with us. Much more coming your way, and thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. TV.